wanna show you true love.
The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Kawe MP reassures residents of Mulongoshi Textiles reopening. Leadership Movement has accused the UPND government of failing to address the long-standing issue of lead poisoning in Kawe. Paratus launches first private mobile network in Namibia in international news. And in sports news, South Africa played safe with squad for Women's Cricket World Cup.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. Livingstone City Council LCC says steady progress is being made in the allocation of shops at the new bus terminal, with some traders already occupying the facilities. Speaking in an interview, Council Public Relations Manager Melvin Mukela says the two restaurants have so far been taken up and are expected to serve travellers and the general public. Mr. Mukela explained that the remaining shops will soon be allocated through formal interviews, a process the Council has put in place to ensure fairness and transparency. He disclosed that the allocation process experienced a slight delay after some applicants submitted petitions requesting consideration for specific shop spaces. Mr. Mukela expressed optimism that the matter would soon be resolved, stressing that the petitions would be reviewed alongside the interview process to give every applicant a fair chance.
Opposition Leadership Movement has accused the UPND government of failing to address the long-standing issue of lead poisoning in Kabwe. Speaking to residents of Makululu compound in Kabwe District, Party President Dr. Richard Silumbe highlighted the severe health risks of lead exposure, promising that his administration, if elected, would tackle the issue, create jobs, and improve living standards for the community. He stated that despite numerous promises made to the people of Kabwe, no tangible progress has been made.
Abana bale ba poison bashata na bena bale kwata amasu ya bantu ile poison ya lishupangansi ila puisha maka kuli bashata ndio baba expose kuli lead. That's why for pamonga ba leadership movement kulela ndoku bati we bena kabwe kufile mu alasa le ntungulushi ishire tonto nkanya pabu mibwenu tuwefo ilo tuwaisa mmaka kuwa chefi anya poison ya lishu. echa number 1 oche tumwele muno kawe echa number 2 na tumoloko bati misepela shire ungwa ungwa se tashikwe tentito batu befa ba UPN ndio watu asalire mu teko atio bala isura mulungushi textiles lelo ile waya wapi kufika na inoshita tapale fo tule mole filipionze kire tu ambo muno kwe bati mu 2026 tuavika pwenti ungulushi ishire tutontonganisha ako.
Also addressing the residents, Samuel Lipekesa, the party's national chairperson for mobilization and head of the Persons with Disability Wing, spoke on the need of inclusivity, emphasized the importance of establishing specialized units within public institutions to overcome communication barriers, and stressed that persons with disabilities must be included in all national development initiatives.
Tokatama kujano. Yerunga tapanga inclusive education. Nangula amaskulu ya kwata amasma special unit na chochita wama sana sana kuli bali abashira ndana bo kwaba abo bonse abali mu kuturwa kya buteko. Bakwata kusambia sign language. Ichina chochita kwa bwino bwino na kuturwa cha wama zeyad. Mureza nga abantu wabali mana kula boku ba abused. Mana nda mkwa community na kuonso kwa rekana rekana. Numa mula nda kwa bati kuli communication bad. Aba bantu takuba uwa kubemini nako.
Residents of Kaputa District of Southern Province have welcomed the commissioning of a new classroom block and progress on maternity annexes in the district, describing the development as a major boost to education and healthcare services in the area. The community says the project will ease challenges faced by pupils learning in overcrowded classrooms and improve access to maternal health services for expectant mothers in rural wards. Residents noted that the facilities will not only improve the learning environment, but also reduce risks for mothers who previously had to travel long distances to access health services. Speaking during the handover of a newly constructed 1x3 classroom block at Kakuma Primary School, Member of Parliament and Minister of Youth, Sports and Arts, Elvis Nkandu, said the projects are part of government's broader efforts to uplift rural communities through improved social infrastructure. The development are expected to make a lasting difference in Kaputa by raising education standards and ensuring safer maternal care, further strengthening community confidence in local service delivery. Minister of Green Economy and Environment Mike Mposha has launched a children and youth-friendly website aimed at empowering young people as climate action leaders. The platform development under the Children and Youth Climate Resilience and Nutrition Phase 2 project is supported by the Embassy of Ireland and implemented by Save the Children International in partnership with Keeper Zambia Foundation and Environment Africa Zambia. Mr. Mposha said the website is a milestone in Zambia's climate response designed to place children and youth at the center of the solutions. He added that the digital platform comes as the country continues to recover from one of the most severe droughts in recent history, which disrupted food security, water supply and energy, with children among the hardest hit through missed school days and poor nutrition. The platform features stories of young climate leaders, a community forum for idea sharing, interactive learning tools to climate adaptation and mitigation, and accessibility functions for children with disabilities. In international news, Paratus Group has launched Namibia's first private mobile network, introducing LTE and 5G technologies as the company marks its 20th year of operations in the country. The Pan-African telecoms provider has invested over 1.4 billion Namibian dollars in network infrastructure since 2018, with an additional 600 million spent on the new mobile network. Developed with technology partners Cerulean and Nokia, the service offers affordable and transparent voice and data packages, Wi-Fi calling, and fastest digital activation in the market, integrating Paratus mobile, fiber, and Sky-Fi connections. And Group CEO Shock Erasmus says the launch challenges Namibia's state-owned providers and represents a bold step towards transforming Africa's digital economy. Paratus operates in 15 African countries and runs the continent's only fully contiguous network, with its equinox power drought providing low latency international connectivity. Still in international news, Catholic Pope Leo on Wednesday
urged the international community to provide humanitarian aid for the suffering people in the war-ravaged Sudan. Speaking at his weekly audience in St. Peter's Square, he also